Welcome back to In Focus News Radio, KMAN at 9:52. And it's Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis for the rest of the show. And we had a great show. If you missed any of it, we will have it up on the website shortly here in the on-demand section. But we do have an update from Vivian Uccello, lead public information officer at the City of Manhattan, with regards to coronavirus numbers. And she says no new positives today. They still remain with 55 total. One more person's been added to the recovery list now for a total of 35.
And that is the third day in a row that we have had zero positives that have tested here in Riley County. We don't know yet the Pottawatomie or Geary County numbers, and the state will have its announcement with the complete list coming up at around 11 o'clock or so. They'll post that. And I think one of the things that I think it's important to say is that, you know, the percentage of increase statewide is somewhere around 5.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah, that's, you know, boy, that could be a whole lot worse. But, you know, especially when you take into consideration what's happened with Lansing and the prison there, and they've had over 400 positive tests there. And, boy, that's something else. I did have a caller the other day asking about the updates that we do here regularly. Over the last, what, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Has it been that long that we've been doing these updates? I think we started around the fourth weekend of March.
That's right.
We, and this is a decision that we made in conjunction with some of the actions with the combined forces of Riley County that have, you know, city, county, health officials, police, et cetera. And, you know, we discussed, you know, downplaying somewhat, I guess you could probably say, the need for the afternoon reports that were pretty much kind of like updates on what was going on, because it there seems to be some stabilization, less urgency, I guess you could probably say, with the numbers that we were seeing from the virus and the number of hospital beds that are being utilized. You know, we have, what, one patient currently diagnosed with the coronavirus at Ascension Via Christi, and I believe that they have three or four that they have been looking at that are under observation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this situation obviously could have been a whole lot worse, but we have a community that largely has followed a lot of the social distancing guidelines and wearing of masks. It's also important for our small businesses in town to remind them that the chamber still has somewhere in the neighborhood of $100,000 in monies that were are to be applied toward you know, small businesses in the community. You don't have to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce, but the chamber is handling the distribution of those funds, and those funds came from the city's economic development fund from the half-cent sales tax. So they, you know, they initially had $500,000. They've distributed some $400,000 and have about $100,000 left. So if you would like to contact the Chamber of Commerce, that's 776-8829 if you're a small business person and you need some relief. They still have some of the gift cards, I believe, that are available for folks through the GMCF, the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, and also through Kansas United Way. The distribution is handled through them and Shepherd's Crossing. And that's something you can find out at mhktogether.org. So those are important things. Today's Mass Distribution Day at Westview Community Church. That's from 11 to 3 today. It'll be from 11 to 3 on Friday and Saturday, noon to, or 9 to noon. But I think it's good news that we have just no new cases. Oh, by the way, on the updates that we do, they're now just Monday through Friday in the mornings. We'll continue to do those probably for some time, but the nature of them has taken a little bit different curve. We'll still keep you up to date on the counts, on the number of cases that have been tested, the positives, the negatives, the recovered. The recovery numbers at 35 out of the 55 in Riley County that have been tested positive now. That's encouraging. And what they say is for those that have recovered, they have to be symptom-free for 3 days.
I see, yeah.
So those are that's some important information, but we'll have a different perspective here down the road now with those morning reports. Like today, we have Lisa Sisley, who's a small business person here in the city of Manhattan, and she's on the mayor's task force to help, you know, with the recovery and moving forward. And she had some great advice, and that is on our website at newsradiokman.com if you happen to have missed that this morning.
That's right. Yeah, we have that up there. And, yeah, we've I think the Manhattan area has been lucky for the most part to not have any big clusters like we've seen other parts of the state. We've weathered the storm pretty well. You know, this all got going March 20th for our area, mm-hmm. especially. And since then, you know, we've had 55 cases in Riley County, 15 in Pottawatomie, and I think 15 or so in Geary County.
In that same range in Geary County.
So, I mean, you could be a lot higher. You know, I know of a place up in Nebraska, similar population, and they've had thousands.
Really?
Yeah, up Grand Island, Hastings, Nebraska area.
Ooh.
They have some manufacturing plants there where they had some clusters, you know, and it's unfortunate.
And, you know, the numbers for those meatpacking areas, Ford County is still high. I think they're closing in on 900, probably go over that today. Lyon, Finney, and Seward counties are all seeing big increases. And, you know, with that Lansing facility, goodness, that's really popped up. Is Lansing in Wyandotte or Leavenworth County?
I think it's in Leavenworth County.
Okay. All right. We'll double check on that. But, you know, there's definitely... And I was talking with a good friend of mine who lives up in the Kansas City area, and he's lost his job, and it doesn't look like it'll be replaced anytime soon. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there seems to be some light at the end of the tunnel. And we can be thankful for that, but keep doing what we're doing. Social distancing, washing hands, sanitizer, masks, especially if you go into a business building.
Yep, absolutely.
I saw something that Home Depot is allowing 500 people in the store, so we'll have our church service in the plumbing aisle. Have a good day. Brandon, good work this morning. Thanks.